Beau, just a quick question. When you look out at what's happening so far in this sphere, do you see any ways in which, you know, the transaction data, so helpful, are being used now or could be used or should be put into a plan? Just any specific example.
Well, I can give you one example in China because I personally experienced it, right? Those transaction data can be utilized by service providers in credit underwriting in the sense that, you know, those transaction data in terms of how many coffee I drink every day, where I buy coffee, do I use Uber every day, and what kind of working hours I have, those non-traditional data can be very useful for financial service providers to give me a credit score. And based on that credit score, the financial service provider give me a credit line without any face-to-face due diligence. That's a big saving because traditionally, you know, banks, they need to do due diligence. They need to meet with us face-to-face. They need to even visit my home if they want to give me a home equity loan, right? So there's a lot of cost associated with traditional credit underwriting. But the non-traditional credit underwriting is based on data. And there is no need for face-to-face meeting. And it's much faster and much cheaper. And that's a way to create value. And we see a lot of that already in China because we have very good mobile payment system in China. And those service providers, they are providing a lot of additional financial service in addition to payment. Right. And that can be very profitable. And that's the value we are talking about to make it attractive to private sector players to join this ecosystem.
Well, vaccine passports or digital ID wallets or whatever name they call it. In Italy, it's the green passport. We have new names and they keep morphing them down to market it. If it snaps into place with an all-digital financial system, including CBDCs, they will convert our car and our communities into digital concentration camps. And I don't use that term lightly. At that moment, there will be no hope of building anything. We will have entered into a slavery system in which a handful of the most powerful people in the world can strip you and I of our assets, of our children, and control literally every aspect of our life, where we go, what we read, what we say, and what we eat. And of course, as you know, they're planning insects and synthetic food. We have 1, maybe 2 years to stop it. If we don't, most of what we're discussing here today will be moot. So we need to be designing local currencies, but not for our digital concentration camps. We need to make sure that doesn't happen.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash, and there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
Citigroup, Inc., HSBC Holdings, MasterCard, and Wells Fargo are among now the financial companies that, as of yesterday, are participating in the experiment, along with the New York Fed's Innovation Center, the project called the Regulated Liability Network is conducting in a test environment to roll out a digital dollar. This is a pilot program. We told you this was coming how many years ago? Everyone denied it. Every single member of the press has been denying this. They've been saying it's a conspiracy theory. All of this. We told you years ago that this was coming. Now they started, as of yesterday, their 12-week digital dollar pilot.
Where were you on March 9th, 2022, when President Biden signed the death warrant on American freedom? On that day, in a hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. On March 26, 2022, Fox News sounded the alarm. Biden Order 14067 is a truly remarkable and deeply troubling development. If a digital dollar were to be created, it would dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government and Federal Reserve in ways most Americans won't understand until it's too late to roll it back. With Biden bucks as our mandatory currency, it would be so easy for the government to confiscate assets and freeze accounts at will. The government doesn't want us holding on to cash. They need us spending, and spending some more to prop up their House of Cards economy. So how do you stop people holding on to cash? Step one, you eliminate cash altogether with the Biden bucks digital currency. Then step two, you introduce a negative interest rate on all accounts. After all, you can program a digital currency to do anything at any time. With the negative interest rates, if you don't spend your money, it starts shrinking. Think of it this way. How do you slaughter cattle? You need to get them into a chute first, otherwise they'll all run away. Biden bucks are a digital cattle chute. You cut off access to all other forms of currency. You do away with everything except this programmable, trackable digital dollar. And then you can march us all right to the slaughterhouse. They'll control how and where you spend your money. And if you don't spend it, they'll make it disappear.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically. Maybe the financial system will become so complicated as AI takes over more and more of the action that it will be just too complicated for the human mind. So how does a system function when no human really understands it? Maybe the ultimate destiny of Homo sapiens is just be consumers. You don't need humans for anything except as consumers. There are many occasions in history when people didn't value very much other people as consumers. If you think about slave economies, so you didn't think, oh, we should liberate all the slaves and improve their conditions so that they will buy our products.
Thanks to Section 4 of Biden's Order 14072, ordering urgent research into developing the digital dollar, I believe the U.S. dollar, the standard of the world since 1792, will be replaced by a new currency, the digital dollar. These new electronic currencies are called CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies. I call the digital dollar Biden bucks because I want him to take full credit for what I consider to be crimes. This is not like the money in your online bank account. No, this is new and different. Every digital dollar will be a programmable token like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, but there's a big difference. Cryptocurrencies are decentralized digital currencies. Instead, if it plays out the way I see it, Biden bucks will have the full backing of the U.S. Federal Reserve. They will replace the cash, fiat dollar we have now, and will soon be the sole mandatory currency of the United States. When Biden bucks are rolled out, many experts, myself included, believe they will begin an era of total government control and surveillance. This is not hyperbole. This would dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government, essentially acting as a new type of spyware. With Biden bucks, the government will be able to force you to comply with its agenda, because if you don't, they could turn off your money. This won't be like freezing a bank account. It will be so much easier, because Biden bucks will be digital tokens programmed at the source. They could be turned on or off at will with just a keystroke, and they could be reprogrammed at any time. With Biden's secret surveillance army running the show, the anti-freedom implications are almost limitless. For example, Biden bucks could be programmed to allow only certain kinds of purchases. Imagine what this new world could look like. In fact, I fully expect them to implement a social credit rating system like in China. Say the wrong thing on social media, buy the wrong thing, subscribe to the wrong news channel, give money to the wrong candidate, and your rating drops. Suddenly, your Biden bucks are frozen or disappearing from your account. This is already happening in China. There, a low social score gets you officially labeled untrustworthy. They can take away your ability to travel, restrict your internet access, deny your family the best schools or jobs. They may even take away your pets. I'm not kidding. All this is going on today.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not. For now, the number is a sort of bank credit rating, keeping track of everyone's spending habits.
I think being ranked is a good thing. A society has to have rules.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
It may seem scary, but it's just like that here. We're used to it, and anyway, we don't have a choice.
But in an effort to keep all of its subjects in line, Beijing is taking the system a step further in 2020. It's aggregating data gathered by banks, private companies, and the state to rate if someone's a good or bad citizen.
By using the most data possible, the so-called big data, the system will play an important role in rebuilding a moral society.
The state will go over every detail of a person's life with a fine-tooth comb. Their financial situation, spending habits, career, even behavior on social media. Criticizing the government online or displaying outward signs of wealth is a no-no. On the other hand, praising the party or giving blood increases your social credit.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f*** is going on?
So here, I've pulled it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yes.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but
No.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah, and here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, okay. But it was behind a paywall. So I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Holy sh**.
I'm going to take it one step further for you, Joe, right? So the vaccine passport infrastructure is in place. But now we know that the vaccine doesn't stop infection or transmission, but the checkpoint Charlie exists everywhere. They bring in digital banking, central banking digital currencies. You've got a scenario now that you're checking in and out everywhere you go using vouchers that are programmed and you can only spend where you're told you can spend them. There's another word for that, man. That's called the Chinese social credit system. That's what it's called. And anyone who watches Black Mirror will know what I'm talking about. That's that TV show, right?
Yeah.
So what they are telling us, and when I say they, who's they? People in power. That's the head of our economy, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Second most powerful person other than the Prime Minister and maybe the Foreign Secretary in the UK, right? He's telling us, I just played it there for you. He's telling us that's what he, as the UK, the head of the G7, want to bring in for the G7. So a scenario where, like in New York at the moment, because the passport infrastructure is in place, you bring in that digital currency and you've got this total control. And if I'm speaking to you the way I'm speaking now, and my employer or government, you heard that in the quote directly, yeah, deems me as saying or doing something inappropriate, suddenly I can't actually pay to come here and speak to you anymore. My digital currency won't even pay for the ticket because it will be known that I'm coming to speak to you. Sorry. Your vouchers don't allow you to purchase that ticket to go and speak to Joe.
Instead of another book, I'll recommend a TV series. I think that Black Mirror is maybe the best science fiction TV show of the last year.
Folks, I've been warning you about this for months, years on my podcast. Digital IDs are coming. It's only a matter of time. If you thought vaccine passports were bad, digital IDs would be even worse. It'd be the worst surveillance nightmare you can imagine.
We are great. We have these wonderful high-tech companies. We make a lot of money out of it. It raises our power in the world. What can be wrong with it? This debate about privacy versus security is as old as civilization, you can say. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
Catherine Austin Fitz, I have a question for you, ma'am. These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance.
If people were to read Executive Order 14067, what kind of things are they going to find within Biden's Executive Order 14067?
So they're not going to understand what CBDCs are by reading the executive order.
Okay.
So I would recommend that everybody go to Soleri.com, and there's a section on the homepage called Cash Every Day. And if you click on it, there are a series of videos that will explain to you in very short order. The first one is a 56-second video from Augustine Karstens, the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, who will explain to you in 56 seconds exactly how CBDCs will work.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash, and there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar, and my concern is, it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody who's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view.
And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait. Don't keep putting off decisions that you know you must make.